237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are on the road still, not again. Been here for quite some time. We're on week two right now. We're in Georgia. That actually reminds me of what happened to us this morning. We went to visit Jenny Beth Martin and Tea Party Patriots. And as we were doing that, we have a bus. It's about 45 feet long. It's a beautiful big black bus. You may have seen the pictures of it on the website there. But it's how we get around. We've got a big family. We should have named it Noah's Ark. Could have been the name of the bus. But as we're driving through, there's a gal down here who talks very Southern. Her name's Debbie. And, boy, she's just the nicest thing, I tell you what. And so, Debbie, we're MapQuesting the directions or Google Maps or whatever you want to call it. We get ourselves in a predicament. The building is not where the directions say that it is. And so Debbie calls us up and says, well, just wait right there because I'm going to come find y'all and I'm going to get in front of the bus and I'm going to lead y'all out of there. We're going to make this happen. So I said, okay, Debbie, and we were sitting there waiting. And we're on a time crunch, of course, because we got to get on the air, which is what we're doing right now. And we're actually with the Liberty Alliance group there, the Inc. 500. Bradley posts on a lot of their sites for doing columns, things like the Patriot Update, the Political, Political Outcast and Outcast Freedom Outpost. The whole the Victoria Jackson Show is another one of them. But anyhow, to continue on, when we were dealing with this situation, this gal, Debbie, God bless her, she's, again, part of the Tea Party Patriots, one of the board members there that we were going to sit down with. She starts driving on a car. Now, driving a car is much different than a 45-foot bus. This car was probably all maybe 6-8 feet long. So she drives down this steep road like it's no big deal. We got a 45-foot bus. We probably would have been stuck on the road still till this time doing live radio from the bus. That didn't work out. But anyhow, we got ourselves out of that tight predicament and got over there and had a good time with the Tea Party Patriots over there. Jenny Beth, they're located here out of Atlanta, Georgia, or just in one of the suburbs. So we sat down with them. We'll post some pictures and throw those up. They have an initiative right now that they are trying to get their message across to youth. Hey, what a novel idea. We're going to actually reproduce ourselves. Yes, that's what we're supposed to do. And so when we came into town, they wanted to sit down and meet with us. Also, too, been posting a lot of things on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's always the best way to keep in touch with us with everything, all the goings on here at the Sons of Liberty. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We also have a Twitter handle, SOL Media 1. We Twitter quite a bit as well. But we put some responses. One of them happened to be from CWA. It's Concerned Women for America. It's Penny Nance's outfit. We posted pictures of her before in the past. But this particular gal is Terry Johannesson, and she is the state coordinator of Florida and gives a fantastic referral of the Sons of Liberty. You'll really enjoy that. That's at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, too, I want to get to this one. You'll have a chuckle at this, and it's a very short one. It was a lady that was at the conference, the Awakening Conference. A lot of what we're going to be discussing again throughout the week, just different happenings that happened there, and different pictures we'll continue to post and videos. But this gal comes right up to Bradley and says, Bradley, I wish that everybody in that room would have just shut up because I just wanted to hear you. Now, she wasn't speaking to the conference as a whole, but at a particular panel when Bradley was speaking. That was her response, very forthright and awesome. It's good for a good laugh, folks, and very direct and very sincere. As most of you know, we talked about her yesterday. Vicky Victoria shares a video on there about how the miracle that happened in her life when Bradley went to Spanish River and shared his message there with that high school and how it changed the course of her son. And now what her son is doing is trying to infiltrate back into that public school while being homeschooled himself. How do I reach my generation? Folks, people are asking all day long. We've got the materials. We've got the arsenal, if you will. And that's why we're here today. Remember to join us Thursday in Iowa, just outside of Des Moines, at DMAC College. It's going to be at 7 p.m. There's also a dinner beforehand. That's going to be from 5 to 6 at the Olive Garden there in Ankeny. Bradley's going to be sharing there for a moment, and then we have the event at 7 o'clock. So bring your friends if you're from the Iowa area. We have people traveling from out of state to come to this event. This 20-year-old student is standing up in the midst of a whole lot of, well, what would you say, controversy, antagonism, and also a lot of the things that people have been, well, a lot of the folks that have caused themselves to come against this message, this Christian, patriotic, American message that you all love and enjoy and listen to. A lot of the same people coming after this young man, 20 years old. The only difference is he doesn't have anybody out there standing with him until we found out about it. And Bradley said, I will go stand with this young man. So he's doing a counter event to the Iowa Safe Schools event that happened most recently, where they had literally breakout panels that target Christian conservatives in the Iowa area. It's no different than what you're seeing now with this terrorist alert. Who are they singling out? Who does the other side want to see suffering? You know, and even in some cases, folks, they could care less if the conservative right was to just die and pass on from the planet. You would think that that's what most of these people, by the hate that they spew forth, that's what they're going for. But you know what? The seed of the righteous and the generation of the righteous shall endure. The seed of the righteous shall last, and it will outdo all wickedness, as it always has historically, and that's the point of bringing the message across. So following through with all of that, we got a couple tweets that happened last night. Rob Cunningham, who's a patriot out there in Michigan, he Twittered, as a matter of fact, he's been doing it quite a bit every day, but I'm going to share this. He said, may God bless the amazing ministry of Sons of Liberty Media and Bradley Dean. Join me in supporting his loving outreach to America's youth. Love is truth, folks. Truth, love always tells the truth. Hate never tells the truth. Victoria commented and said, Bradley, you and your team show courage and perseverance in a world that doesn't want to hear about values. Now, I will agree in some respects, but I'll tell you what, this next generation wants it. She said they don't want to hear about values, freedom, and God's love, but you're changing lives, just like the early Christians, one young person at a time, like you did with us. And that was her testimony. You can find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Okay, so I'm not a public speaker, way too nervous, but my heart is grateful and strong. And
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 800-273-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect.
Amen.
And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, the first 15 minutes, I just got to tell you, first and foremost, friends, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry that Jake had to take that first 15 minutes over. But, folks, sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
Let me spread my wings.
When you're in Georgia, well, you did spread your wings.
Yeah,
and you know what?
And
everybody wants some crops. So just sit on your branch and hang out for a little while there, brother.
I'm glad to be
back
with
you. That's Jake, the other guy, by the way. Jake, you did a great job. Folks, again,
really?
We wouldn't be in ministry if this kind of stuff didn't happen. But every single time we put our foot into a position, as you know, it doesn't come without a fight. That is ministry. This is true. It's a spiritual warfare that people don't understand unless they're in it. It may be surreal, but to us, let me tell you something, folks. 24/7, it's on.
It's reality.
It's reality here
Welcome
in Georgia.
Reality.
Now, you said something about, you know what? I better introduce who we are, what it is that we do for the first time listeners. I'm Bradley Dean. This is Jake McMillan, the other guy. And again, I apologize. You're just gonna stand there and take your slack in,
well,
or what?
I'm sitting, first of all.
All right.
But I'm just trying to
figure out what you got that one going. Good for you. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, don't create something.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do that as well. Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to be my friend, and I so choose to take you on. I didn't mean that. It's Bradley Dean, double E,
there
Bradley Dean. See, now I'm taking it out on them, aren't
there
I?
There is a standard, though.
Yes, there is.
We invite people to like our fan page that are skeptics, lunatics, and the sort of bad guys.
And weirdos.
That's right, weirdos. But the people that...
Well, Jake, if I didn't say weirdos, then how could we justify you being on
That's
the radio?
Right. Okay. I'm a fan. Hey, go there and like it right now.
And you
Bradley
guys
Dean
know what
Facebook.
I do when I get really hot? I got a bunch of producers around me right now. I just turn them on and... Then I kind of cool off after a little while. Did you see that?
Because they're your fans?
Yeah, get it? Yeah, that's a real bad one there, Brettle. You're really
sound
driving now, aren't you? But anyways, folks, if you'd like to check us out, please do. And if you'd like to be my friend, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. And or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, yes, indeed, if this is the first time you've ever listened to this radio show, welcome aboard. But I got to tell you something, folks. This isn't the radio show where others think for us.
No.
No, folks. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others, well, the measure of our conduct. So why is that, other guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brain's on somebody else's
head. Oh, now you got that southern drawl.
Hey, you know,
now you're from Georgia, right,
this
Jake?
This is why.
Now you're from down south.
It's a terrible place to be when you're in a 45 bus following Debbie in her car saying, can't you just come down this little here hill?
Got a question for you. What is a 45 bus? You mean a 45-foot bus? Folks, see, this is a... Hey, listen, folks, sometimes you have to laugh, because if you don't, you're going to cry.
That's right.
But we know what we have to do to get the message out there.
Like a doctor doing brain surgery, and I forgot the rest of the joke.
Well, you have to inundate him, sedate him.
Very serious.
Yeah, I'm starting not inundate, but sedate.
A little of both. And that's what happens on the show.
But what would we inundate them with?
Inundate them with truth.
All right, gotcha.
And they can't be sedated, because the only thing that brings sedation is the lie.
Yeah, awake from them that sleep, right. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, yes.
All you that slumber. Hey, speaking of which, the last column that we did, it's making a hit all around the web world right now. It's called Terror. The Writing is on the Wall. It's by Bradley Dean.
You know what's interesting about that? When it first came out, Jake, nobody was doing anything about it.
No!
And the next thing I know, New York Times picks up on it. Next thing I know is Brother Alex is picking up on it from Prison Planet. Yep. Good for him.
Yep.
But it's great, though, because I really like showing people that we're always a couple steps ahead of the game, and we always are.
Holy
and
Ghost
I thank God for that.
Right.
But in saying that, nobody really cared about it until after the fact, and then Mr. Beck even picked up on it.
Yep.
I don't know where that went, but good for Mr. Beck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it shows that the Holy Ghost is leading this thing all the time. We better get on his track.
That's right.
It takes the world quite a while to get there. As a matter of fact, sometimes they forget about it.
Well, they usually figure it out after the ship is sunk.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, we should have. We could have.
Yeah.
Why didn't we?
But we didn't.
That's right.
Yeah. Gargle.
As we're drowning. We talked a little bit about Jenny Beth Martin and meeting up with the Tea Party Patriots this morning. But you know there's this ideology floating
around.
But
wait, you didn't
there.
Finish your point, Jake. Come on.
Oh, about the bus?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
You already blew that one out of the water.
The 45 bus.
Yeah, not that. The terror article.
That's right.
Okay. All right. No, that's
thank
okay.
you.
You got some more coffee there?
I haven't even had any yet.
Yeah.
Imagine what I'd be doing if I was on it.
Yes.
It seems rather strange that when America is attacked, this is the text art that's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It seems rather strange that when America is attacked, one does not question why it is that the government is right there asking the people to relinquish or forfeit their rights. That would seem an elementary question.
That hundreds of thousands of men and women have fought, bled, and died to give us.
That's exactly
it.
That's
shows
how it
shows you how
it.
Un-American it is for any government in this country to ask us to relinquish or forfeit our rights.
Yep.
That is unlawful, it is un-American, and
that's
unpatriotic.
Right.
As a matter of fact, let's take it a step further. It's time to give them a nice, swift, size 12
that's right
on the backside of their drawers.
Because it's antagonistic.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I said it. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Kick
I got people
drawers
in the room looking at me like, did he really say that? Absolutely. Isn't that the problem? Isn't that what everybody's complaining about?
There's
unconstitutional government? Absolutely.
There's a guy in the room right now that wears his drawers on his head.
Yes, he does.
And anyway, aside from that.
But it's kind of bizarre that he's doing that.
That is
isn't it?
Pretty bizarre. I just
and
had to
does,
bring it up.
And he does it with a smile on
get
his face. We're going to have him
there
on the radio in a couple minutes here.
Yes,
Massey
he
from
is.
Junkyard Prophet.
Terror, the Writing is on the Wall. Go like it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I've been noticing also, too, over the past couple of days, a lot of people coming into that and starting to utilize it. Utilize it, folks, for
into
posting
what?
Stuff every day. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Yes.
Also, that text art, you can share it. A lot of people, we need to burst the bubbles out there, folks. Well, our government would never try to take away the people's rights. Look at the evidence of this. Start thinking. Because, again, the government is an extension of what we put there or what we allow there. It's
and,
both.
And you know what's interesting? The way they do it is they don't enforce the laws that are already
that's
there.
Right. That's right. But they create new ones.
Then they create the crime. They allow the crime. They advocate the crime. I'm sorry. Then when the crime's committed, they create another bureaucracy.
Yep.
And then they come in behind
solution
that with policy.
Mm-hmm.
Solution. And that's what you have. Not God's Ten Commandments. You're going to listen to man's 10,000.
That's right. And what did James Madison say about the Constitution?
I don't know. Can
word,
you share with us?
Every word about it was a difference of power and
yes
liberty. Because when we give up certain liberties, just as an example, and this is a really rough example, but when you give up the ability to protect your streets, no longer do you have people outside watching the streets, you give that up to a police officer, you've given up a certain liberty. but now you've trusted a police officer because he can do a better job. The same thing in the Constitution. We either exchange government control for our liberties. You don't get one without the other. When the government comes in and steps in and says, hey, we're going to take care of this, guess what? You have to give up a delegated power. A delegated power is usually, at the end, translated into a liberty that you have.
Yeah, a king that is not ruled by law is no king at all.
If he's not, he becomes a tyrant, and then
well,
he becomes
that's what you're talking about, right?
Liberty.
They forsake the law, and then they bring in something called policy, which looks just like them, acts just like them, responds just like them.
But it's nowhere in the Constitution.
It says Massachusetts.
That's true.
Yes.
That is the truth. You know, somebody was talking about yesterday the impeachment of Obama and how these executive gun order, these executive orders, and people say, well, we've got to give it some time here. What if there's a way we can legislatively defeat him? No, if he usurps the Constitution one time,
that's right,
he does not belong in that offense because he will, he will do it again and again and again. And why wait? Isn't judgment better, or isn't prevention better than cure, as one of your columns was?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, friends, I just got some good news to give you for those that were willing to stand up and
hallelujah
fight for Article 2 Bill of the Rights. You won. The UN gun treaty has been shut down. We see across the country people are standing up against their politicians and unlawful government, and they're saying no. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to go out and buy ourselves some arms to protect ourselves because we know what you're up to.
That's right.
And that's exactly what's happened. But the
we
UN,
like our liberties.
The UN gun treaty has been shut down, friends, just so you know. It's been shut down, which doesn't mean they're done. Mm-hmm. It just means the American people have stood and their voice was heard, whether they liked it or not.
That's right. The American people did not forfeit their rights. Look, the enemy is always going to be going after your rights. Ever since they signed the Declaration of Independence, the enemy has been working on the foundations of liberty in this country, but men have stayed vigilant. Where you have liberty, it's because there's vigilance right there. They're always willing to stand and contend. This Second Amendment issue, you look at the civic leaders throughout the towns and communities throughout this country that said, we're not taking on this federal legislation. It's unconstitutional. These are our people. We're to protect them.
No
That's
debate.
Why they put us here. That's
no
right.
debate.
That's why they backed off. They
That's
didn't
right.
back off because it was unconstitutional. They backed off because people stood in their way and kept them from moving forward.
Yeah.
We can do that on every single issue that we complain about.
And they said, no, you ain't.
That's right.
Now, when
here.
We come back, what I want to do is I want to talk about some of the conversation that we had while we met with the national Petardiers. That's what I was going to say.
That was awesome.
As we met with the Petardiers.
Is that a new movement?
No, it's not. It's called the Petardiers. Okay, so insane. I'm glad I'm everybody. You know, it's always on me, isn't it? The
awesome.
Humor is always on me. Always at my cost. And I'm sitting here.
You need to go to Facebook and send Bradley a message. That was good. I like that.
You like that. Petardiers.
Petardiers.
Okay, but anyways, we'll talk about the conversation that we had with the Petardiers.
That's right.
And I just thought it was rather astounding. I'm not going to condemn it.
No.
I just don't understand it because it's founded on nothing but the opinion of man.
That's it.
And herein lies the problem in this country is the opinion of man when nobody asked for it in the first place.
Right.
We're ruled by law.
Amen.
We're based off of a Republican form of government. We're not based off of what man's opinion is, or even what the voice of the people has to say outside of who we are as a republic. Article 4, Section 4 says that we are a Republican form of government. Be right back. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Right before the break, we were talking about, well, we spent some time at the P-Tardy.
That's right.
You know it as the tea party, friends.
The tea party!
But when we were there, we were just talking to these P-Tardiers, and this is some good coffee. It really is. No, it's not. But in saying that, it was interesting to me that we were talking about how we're reaching out into the younger generation. We've done a lot of high schools. We're going into the college arena. Done a lot of tea parties and the such. And then they started talking about the issues that mattered the most. And again, I'm not capping on anybody. It's just, how do you say, clouds without rain.
Yeah.
There's nothing behind what they're trying to establish. They're talking about the problems that they have in their country. And I said to them, I said, well, at everything and every topic that you guys want to address, you have a moral problem.
Yeah.
You want to sit there and cut the branches off the tree rather than lay the axe to the root of it. How does that make any sense? Now, let me say it this way. In religious matters, if the Pharisees were doing their job, God wouldn't have sent John the Baptist. Yeah. And what did John the Baptist do? He said, lay the axe to the root of the tree. That's what prophets do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what you want to have a movement. You want a revival. I said for the next 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to be dealing with the same issues because you're not laying the axe to the root of the tree.
Yep.
You have a moral issue. Your government lies. Your government steals. Let me say it this way, too, friends, and listen carefully. Your government kills. Let me say this real clear as well. By experience, your government oppresses on a daily basis, friends.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hunt you down to make sure that they let you know that they're watching you.
Yep.
Because they know that you're the guy that will call them out for breaking the laws of the land, and that's exactly what they're doing, friends. And they don't want anybody. That's why the conservatives of the day are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can be used on either side. You got the Democrats, the Republicans, but who loses, friends?
Yep.
Through their little debates and their little arguments that they have on a 24/7 basis, the American people lose. And that's what I'm tired of.
Yep.
You lose your liberties as the conservatives talk, friends. And it's not just some. 99.9% of who I'm talking about, you know who they are.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're not progressing forward, you're obviously moving backwards. We've brought up the adage that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, or vice versa. Yesterday's liberals are today's conservatives. They're doing the same thing. The agenda keeps on progressing. As you said, the American people lose at the end. As we were sitting there discussing this, one of the concepts that came up was, and I've never personally, well, and I haven't been alive through that many administrations, but I remember Ronald Reagan's administration. That guy talked about scripture all the time. And I'm saying that to make a point.
Yeah.
The right now, or conservatives or Tea Parties, whatever, they worship that man.
Yeah.
But how in the world do you separate that man from the scriptural reference that he always gave in everything that he talked about?
Which was Christ.
Brought up today. I mean, when you hear Michael Reagan talk about his dad, he's always talking about the Bible. He's always talking about church, and he's talking about godly values and principles.
Yeah.
They wanted to be a city set on the hill, but, you know, out of the...
That's what they said today, city set on the hill.
Well,
that's derived from Scripture. They said that we're
conservatives.
I said, that's derived from Scripture.
That's right. And
Where are you getting these from?
Most of these, we've worked with quite a few Tea Party groups. And what happens is, in the beginning, they're like, well, you know, we've got to keep, you know, the faith and the value separate. That belongs in a church. And so I just kind of smile. And
therein lies the fallout.
Exactly.
There's your problem right there.
Because here you have a group of people that are willing to stand up for values and morality, 90% of them. I would say at least probably 95% of them.
Well, you know, I love God and I love my freedom. I just don't want to actually serve Him and actually fight for my freedom.
And you have those kind too.
Yeah, I just love it, man. I just totally love it. You know, we'll have a party and we'll do everything that the world does and then wonder why we get the same fruit as the world gets instead of giving, you know, God giving unto us the power to do the right thing.
Yep.
I guess they forgot be holy as I am holy.
Yes.
Yeah.
They forgot the word.
And love your Creator with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Mm-hmm. I guess that's therein lies the problem
that
right there.
The problem.
Yeah,
but, you know, when after you, I'll give you an example. I've talked to some of these leaders. They're leaders of these groups. They're great people. They're willing to go out there and take the shot. They just don't understand, how do I incorporate my faith with what I'm doing here on the Tea Party front or on the, you know, the political front? And when Bradley comes in and gives his message and blends the two together like we do on this show every single day, they walk away from it saying, oh, that's how. You know, we talked about it for a moment. Everybody embraces MLK, politically, people especially. MLK was a preacher. That was an extension of who he was as a preacher.
Yeah.
But yet they'll say, guys like, I'm just going to use an example, Billy Graham. Oh, well, we can't, because he is a preacher, we can't incorporate that. But we can incorporate Martin Luther King Jr. even though he is a preacher. Well, what's the difference?
Okay, I'm lost.
I know, I'm tying a correlation. They think just pure on its face, evangelical or being an evangelical, I can't bring that in. But when you take a Martin Luther King Jr. who shows them how you weave evangelical or your faith into culture, then they can embrace that, and that's what people need to see they're separated now.
Let me interject this, though. What they're mad about, Jake, and we've heard this several times from people that support the ministry, when they see a fish on a check, they turn away from it. They won't take
Good
that
reflection.
Check. Why?
Yep.
Because the professed church, not the
done.
Church, friends, is a reproach.
Yes.
And
right
when you talk to these Tea Party, that's exactly right, these P-tardiers,
mm-hmm.
when you talk to these guys, they're sick and tired of the hypocrisy,
right.
and they don't want
Nothing
the hypocrisy, and they're blaming all.
That's right.
Of the people that
so
name to be
out.
Christians,
yeah.
yep, they throw the bath the water out with the
baby
bath
out
water
with
the
bath.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The baby out with the bath water.
That's exactly what they do.
Out.
Yeah.
Not realizing you can't throw out the spirit of
but
Christ.
But that's what they
liberty.
Do.
That's
but
right.
That's what they do. But in while they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel, it's also interesting that they'll accept the very conservative social issues mm-hmm. that they say they decry.
Yeah.
But they won't stand up against it. As a matter of fact, they'll open their doors to it, but they'll shut the door on the preacher.
The preacher.
So you're accepting, and really what you're saying is, listen, we're not going to discriminate against anybody. Okay, keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Okay, so it's okay for the abortion, and it's okay for the homosexuals, but these are your conservative issues that you're talking
That's
about
right.
that you stand against.
The source.
But you don't want to discriminate against them, but you want to to discriminate against the preacher that's bringing the pure word of God in,
right,
that is not compromising, that is walking in holiness, then what happens, really what it comes down to, is if you bring in a preacher that really does practice what he preaches, mm-hmm, or does what he preaches,
yep,
and what he preaches, then they themselves have to practice what they preach,
right,
as well.
Step up to,
because
the
really at end's length, they're the end, they're the bar, mm-hmm, at length as to what they'll allow and what they'll not allow into their organizations.
Yeah.
Their God, not the God of the Bible.
That's right.
And that's really what it comes down to. They'll accept everybody but the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the whole time they're decrying what? Discrimination.
Yeah.
Well, the whole time they are discriminating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I meant by the fact that they're straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel.
Yeah.
They really are.
They're polarizing the two sides. You have the political that says we can't bring in the religious, right? Due to what you're saying, the church has dropped the ball.
Totally.
MLK,
the professed church.
That's right.
Yes.
Professed church. MLK practiced what he preached, and he loved his neighbors himself by demonstration. He went out and effected social change in the political structure,
yep,
and also in the religious structure. Both,
right,
infrastructures had never seen Christ move by the Spirit through them at that particular time.
And isn't it interesting? Legislators had a move,
yes, they
on
did,
his standard.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's
they
the
did,
church right,
amen,
there. You,
amen,
find where culture's changing, that's the church,
that's
leading,
right,
up.
That's,
and
exactly,
if it's not leading up, there is no change. There's,
that's
an exchanging,
right,
of tyrants and tyrannies.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, to coincide with, yep, what you're saying, Charles Carroll said, "Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments." And it's also interesting, too, that they decry the fact that we're a democracy, but they act as if we were a democracy,
mm-hmm,
not a republic.
That's right.
Interesting,
like it's our
stuff,
opinion that can sway that.
That's what they're doing.
And that's the thing, is that, and this is what I find, because there's a lot of sincere people in this movement that have been brainwashed. And when I say sincere, it's because I see the lights going on, for instance, after you speak, for example. When they finally see, oh, this is how the two work together, the sciences that work together, like Wilson said, one of our founders, they work together perfectly. It's not a systematic thing, but you can't have liberty without the Spirit of Christ, because the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In other words, there is no liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is not. I notice the same thing when you swing the pendulum and you go over to the religious institutions. They want nothing to do with the political system. They want nothing to do with the government protecting life, liberty, or property. It's their society. How can you split the two of them? So here you have to walk right through the middle. Sometimes it's very uncomfortable. You feel like you get alienated from both sides. But when the Spirit quickens, like it did as an example at this past weekend, we shared some of the comments that are on Facebook at sonsoflibertyradio.com, or excuse me, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. People say, I get it. I love how you weave that biblical standard through what we're standing on. And then you take the other side as well, and you take their standard saying, man, you stand with such power. You stand against tyranny. And you're a preacher. I see how the two work together.
Yeah.
It has to, and we have to, as the church, stand up and not fall.
Well, let's take it to a phone call.
Not take their talking.
No,
points.
You're right. Let's take it to a phone call we got one time. If we were back at home right now, we could play it for you, but we're actually live on the road from Georgia, sunny Georgia.
At Liberty Alliance.
Yes. So we get a phone call from an atheist. He claims he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in anything, friends. This is a guy. Do you think he had a name?
I can't remember.
I would ask him if he had a name, because, yeah. Because he told me they came from his dad or his mom, and I said, you're lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I asked him the question. Well, he actually called in, and he said, I don't believe that we're a republic based off of God's Mosaic Institution. And we were talking back and forth, and I said to him, well, is it against the law to steal? He said, yeah. I said, who told you that? He didn't want to admit that God told us that, Exodus 20. And then I said, is it against the law to kill? He said, yes. I said, well, who told you that?
Mm-hmm.
See, God says that in Exodus 22 through his moral law. I said, is it against the law to lie, perjure?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Well, who told you that, mister? I don't believe in anything. See, my father told you this. So it doesn't matter if you believe that we're a republic or not, or mm-hmm. we're based on the Mosaic Institution or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He's everywhere,
that's
and he's
right.
in everything. And that's what I love about my father.
Is bribery
the laws of nature and nature's God is everywhere.
It goes right down. When you go down to the source, is it against the law for a government official to take bribes? Of
yeah,
course.
But my point was,
right?
Jake, is he didn't have anything to say after that, if you remember, really.
Speechless.
Yeah, he was.
Well, he did have something to say. He didn't want to say it, though.
What was it?
He knew the answer.
You're right.
But I don't want to say that, because then I'll have to admit before everybody that I'm wrong.
And it wasn't an issue of right and wrong. It was an
right.
issue of
sure.
educating
right.
the dummy, because he didn't know the difference.
Exactly
Boy, was that a
right.
nice way of saying it?
Well, I think what made him dumb wasn't that he was lack of knowledge. It was that he knew to do the right thing, but he was avoiding doing the right thing. And this is
oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry, right, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Right back with a guy named Mass Dog.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull in a guy named Mass Dog. He's the singer from Junkyard Prophet, second best unsigned band nationwide.
Hey, I
just happen to be the drummer there.
That's right.
Dude, you're okay. You don't have to try to be cool or anything like that, okay? Because I don't like it, and my listeners aren't going to like it either, so just be who you are, okay? Because if you don't, I'll post a picture of you.
A picture of me.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, see, I had to put my hat on, man.
Because what I'll do is I'll take a picture of you when you were 3 years old.
Really?
And I'll throw it out there.
You going to do that, dog?
I will do that.
Man, dog, no, man. Whatever, dude.
Massey, when we were driving from Florida, actually from Georgia this morning to Georgia now,
yep.
We were talking about some topics. And I kind of wanted you to explain to everybody what you were saying to me. And I said, you know what you're talking about right now? I'm going to pull you on the radio because I want you to share that with people. And it was about how the liberals are being trained up by the conservatives. In their talking points, you explain.
The other way around, I think the conservatives are being trained up by the liberals, because when you look at the TV set, every time you see a conservative talking, they're using the same talking points that the liberals do. In other words, when we were talking about that guy that was the host at the hotel, that's what we were talking about.
Yep.
And the talking points he was bringing up was about gun control. And he said, you know, some people aren't mentally right or fit to handle a gun.
Yeah.
Or nobody should, you know, we shouldn't have the right to carry an AR-15 or whatever. I mean, these are talking points that are brought up solely by the liberals, because you would know if you're...
No, here, let me explain what happened. Is I was in the hotel... And I walked in, and I pink and blued him. I gave him a track of the Ten Commandments. Yep. So you see a trail of those following this ministry. And I asked him, so how did the whole gun ban go here in Georgia? How did it go down? He said, I don't really know. And I said, so what are your thoughts as to what's going on with the whole gun control issue? And control is the end, friends, by the way. And he just said to me, basically, I just don't think people should have an AR-15. I said, really? I said, well, then why does the government have
them? That's right.
And he couldn't answer that. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing that came out of his mouth was, you know, I think that there's some people that are mentally fit to have it. I said, oh, I said, hold on a second, little bro. I said, mentally fit? Then let me ask you the question. Who sets the standard and who diagnoses mental illness? Let me tell you, friends, because everybody in this country right now is complaining about the left. And I've said it 100 times and I'll say it 100 times more. You wouldn't have a left right if you were doing the right thing all the time. The next question I asked this little guy, he's about 18, 19 years old, behind the counter at the hotel. I said, so do you believe what the media reports? He said, no, everything they say is twisted. But I said, everything that you just got done saying came out of the mouth of those reporters. And I said, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And his face got a little red. And all of a sudden, he just kind of sat there and began to listen to what I was telling him. I said, dude, you need to think about what's being thrown down on you. And then we take him through shop. You know, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? And they fail miserably. Yep. And then they begin to think.
That's right.
And that's what we want, is we just want people to slow down a little bit and think about what's being told in them. So anyways, in saying that, Massey, my point was this. When I'd said the conservatives are teaching the left, they are teaching them because of their lack of courage,
right,
their lack of leadership, because they don't stand on the Constitution. By the way, the conservatives of the day make very little reference, Mass, at any time or any point in their conversation to the Constitution of the United States. Many of the conservatives are going right along with the fact that we're a democracy when, if they would, in fact, read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, to those that love their country, they'll read it and they'll see that we are a Republican form of government. It says it right in the Constitution. But they go right along with a Barack Hussein Obama who continuously inundates, just like Bush and Clinton, the American people with the fact that we're a democracy when in fact we're not. And these guys, namely Barack Hussein Obama, sitting there as a self-proclaimed constitutional scholar, man, he must have read that Constitution upside down.
And there's so many light bulbs that go on with what you're saying, because even if you look at that, we'll go at the point that Barack Obama's a constitutional scholar, if you will. That's almost that's the worst thing about him, because he knows now that he can play the loopholes. It's almost like he's depending on the conservatives to be apathetic so that he can keep pushing his agenda. And he knows that the conservatives, and I should say the professing conservatives or the professing Christians, he knows that they're going to be apathetic so he can push his agendas. Yet the real people that do know these laws...
Hang on. Let's take it in stride. I also believe... Just to interject thought,
sure.
I also believe that this man has awakened a nation the same way that when Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Japanese, they said a giant has been awakened.
Mm-hmm.
This man has done America a great favor. And I also believe right now he's beginning to sink. I believe he's beginning to attempt to swim. But I also want to let the American people to pay attention as to what's going on outside of America rather than just what's going on as to what this man is bringing forth by bringing about domestic insurrection. This is purpose. This is communism.
Yep.
This administration is creating civil war.
Yep.
This is what they're attempting to do, friends. Pay attention to what's going on outside of the borders. But in saying that, I believe that this man is in trouble again, and I believe that America is standing up an inch higher again because they're realizing that this is not a game, and this man isn't playing games. He's a puppet, and he's letting his ventriloquist, he's letting him do everything and anything he wants to through this man, and everybody around this administration is either criminal or they're just simply debased.
Yep. And you look at, I was going to bring that to a head, where Thomas Jefferson so eloquently penned, along with four other men, the fact that evils are sufferable among men. They tolerate things, but after a long train of abuses, they overthrow such governments. That's our duty, to institute new governments for the rights of the people. Everybody knows, listen.
It's not throwing off the old government. It's just a restoration
going
to
back
our
to the old.
Government.
It's
That's
going
right.
back to the old. That's exactly right. The old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And it's cool, too, because, you know, when you look at a Christian who's a preacher, people get offended. They know when they're offended at something. Everybody has this innate sense in them. Their conscience either gets offended or they love the truth. Now, when a government goes against you, you know in your heart when they're doing something wrong. Therefore, you must act either by a retaliation that's just and lawful under the word of God, which if you look at every conservative talking point right now, which is economics, which is family, which is constitutionalism, law, it's all biblical. Every bit of it. You can't separate the Bible from constitutional law. It's impossible because that's where it's seated in, the Ten Commandments itself. And that's the irony. Even when you look at certain debates, there's no debating the Word of God. There's no debating law. You cannot debate law.
Mass, let's take it to them. Let's just take it to the people that would say, I disagree. Well, then what are you complaining about?
That's exactly right.
That's right. You're complaining about the fact that they're corrupt. Well, who told you they were corrupt? Who gave you the discernment to know what was right and what's wrong? Who gave you the conscience to have knowledge? What means with knowledge to know the difference between right and wrong?
And the only thing
God did,
that's
friends.
Right. And the only thing people complain about is what their lusts are after. When they complain about what law is and, oh, that law is just too harsh, it's because they want to fulfill their own lusts. That's the only thing that they're bucking against with the law, because they can't fulfill what they want to do. And that's what's so ironic, even being a part of Junkyard Prophet. Junkyard Prophet, if you guys didn't know, is voted second best unsigned band in the nation. Bradley's the drummer. I privileged to be the singer.
Do you think
but
that's
also,
why I had you come on the radio?
No, I wanted to make a point that everything everything in our music, everything that we speak about, everything that we sing about has a message. Bradley and the band has never released a CD without doing a message on a disc, a second disc. But the point is every song has a message and it brings forth resolve. You know, everything that we do has to bring a resolve because that's what's giving the answers to the people. Kids, when they listen to it, they get lit up because they're seeing the answers fulfilled right in front of them. They're given the knowledge and the power to overcome where they're at and go forth and change things for the right things and the right causes, and they know the price of their freedom. And
we're talking about 25-year-old kids as well.
That's exactly right. Anybody that's
and
willing
80s
to listen,
rockers in the
that's
such.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. So
you know who you are.
That's right, yeah.
So where do people check your stuff out?
Well, actually, we have a Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/Junkyard Prophet. Guys, go on it. Become a friend. Any of you guys that are on Sons of Liberty Facebook page, and you guys are friends, God bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of that. Even if you don't like our music, probably because it's a little heavy, we do have a praise and worship album that's more to your taste and liking. Also, JunkyardProphet.com. And it's Prophet, Junkyard Prophet, Prophet, like in the Bible. Also, you have JunkyardProphet.com. And, guys, go online, get an album. It supports what we do. We go out there reaching these kids all over the country. Once again, Bradley's a drummer. Check out his stuff. He's got a new Deadlock drum pad that he just released. He's got a DVD that teaches your kids how to play drums, gets them to do something with their time. But also, each song that we have has a scriptural message behind it. Go also online to our new MySpace page. We also have a new MySpace page, which is Junkyard Prophet. We also have the Twitter feed. It's under Junkyard Prophet. You'll see my hashtag name, which is Mass Dog. And thank you so much for your support over the years, you guys, because without you, we ain't out there. Sons of Liberty ain't out there. And for participating in this message.
Oh, cool. Are you done?
I'm spent.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Well said. You know what?
I want my money back.
He made a great point.
Matter
too.
Of fact, I want that last 15 minutes of my life returned to me.
Ouch! That was your
Jake.
Debut,
if you, Massey, if you buy dinner, I will just leave you alone right now.
He's playing, y'all. He's playing.
You do got to get that album, folks.
It is.
JunkyardProphet.com, like in the Bible, as Massey said. And, folks, every time you purchase a CD, every time you get a T-shirt, a hat, we have a lot of new merchandise on our store. You can also donate on our Facebook page today. This is how we get the gas to keep on going. Again, we're broadcasting live just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, at Liberty Alliance Group. They have a whole handful of websites that you see us posted on every week. Freedom Outpost, Last Resistance.
Outpost, that's good. That's like P-Tardy.
P-Tardy.
Yeah, man.
At the P-Tardy.com. Political Outcast. Also, we have a whole variety of different products and things like that that you can find on the website. We also will be posted on Jan Morgan Media here coming up, which is also another Liberty Alliance site. So,
really?
Folks, keep the fuel coming as the fuel comes.
She's a rocker lady, too.
Oh, most definitely.
And she bears some serious arms.
Yes,
I've seen her pictures. It's like, okay.
Literally
folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, coming live from Georgia. You'd like to check us out online, please do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com or Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean1. 1 John 3:18. We love you. We'll talk to you in 23.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.